You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5, here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon. This afternoon, we are with Jorge Mendez Barcelo, president of B&O Business and Tax Consultants. He's also a member of the Panama City Chamber of Commerce. And we had a talk not too long ago. A couple of days back, we had a talk and we discovered that we have a lot of things in common, including the fact that we both speak French. All right. So we just wanted to, I thought he had a quite an interesting story. So we wanted to share his story with the rest of the people that, you know, they're watching. We think it is pretty amazing and we want to inspire other people to grow up to be like this young man. He's young, but he already got so much done that I thought it would be an interesting concept. So I'm going to start by asking the first question. Where are you from?
I am from Sonora, Mexico.
And when did you arrive to the United States?
I arrived June 2007, when I was 15.
Awesome. And what high school did you go to?
I went to James Monroe High School here in North Hills.
Ah, so did I. So I think it's awesome. Huh. How long did it take for you to learn how to speak English?
About 6 months. I would attend adult school and Saturday school.
You know what? It actually took me exactly 6 months for myself to learn, you know, and it was through actually my friends. All right. Was it hard to, when you try to attend to college? Was it pretty hard for you to try to go to college?
The hardest part of attending college for me was how I was going to afford it, because I didn't have papers at the time, and there was no DACA, there was no laws that would give financial aid to students like me. It was just where I was going to pay it. But since I was running cross country and track, I was able to get some athletic scholarships as well as some academic scholarships.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty awesome. And how do you manage to, well, we already answered that, how do you manage to go to college? Do they manage to cover most of the college part, or do you have to put some of your money out of your own pocket?
For community college, they paid most of it. I would have to pay maybe the books, if anything. For university level, they did pay for everything.
So how did that happen?
So what happened is that I ran for community college for about 2 years. I was able to excel, you know, I was known. However, after 2 years of attending community college, since still there was no laws who would help financially for people like me, no coach was able to help me. Because if they wanted to help me, they would have to pay more than just a regular U.S. citizen who can apply for financial aid. So after 2 years, I kind of, you could say, gave up the dream of becoming a student athlete at the university level. But and I kept going to community college, and I, you know, fun jobs here and there, until after a year that happened in 2013, one professor from Hawaii Pacific University contacted me and offered me a scholarship for athletics and academics.
Well, how was that experience for you?
That was amazing. I mean, after you've been working so hard for so long, and you don't seem to be rewarded for it, because I got to this country, my coach told me, look, you have a talent, and if you try really hard, you have good grades, you'll get it. But that's not a guarantee. It's just like everybody else, you know, you can work really hard and you still don't get it. So I worked really hard, and after those 5 years, it seems like I wasn't gonna get it. But then this guy comes out of nowhere, and here it is, you know, your dream come true.
Well, congratulations. I think it's pretty awesome, and that's the part that I wanted people to hear precisely, is that a lot of times we use several excuses, and really they are just excuses of what it can and cannot be done, and we forget that we do live in the United States, we do live in California, and we do live in the city of LA, and a lot of people just use excuses not to be able to, you know, grow and continue to be more and more. And we know that you didn't stop right there. So how did the idea about starting your own business came about?
So after attending Hawaii Pacific, I graduated and I started working as an accountant here in LA. So I decided to go for my master's degree. So I attended Woodbury University. And after 2 years of studying, I entered a business plan competition and I got third place. And at the same time, one of the judges was very interested in my business. So he decided to invest and help me and endorse my business. So that was the last push I needed.
We sometimes do certain things that we don't know how much of an impact or how important it could be for other people. Recently, I got invited by the SBA to do precisely just that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be one of the judges, and some of the students are going to come forward and they're going to explain, you know, their idea of a business. And if we believe they actually could work, we would recommend the SBA to actually give them a loan to start their business. So it's pretty awesome to see some of you actually benefited and grew and continue to be more and more each time, you know, after you got that experience. So I think it's pretty amazing. So what are some of your future plans? What would you like to do in the future? Or
in the future, I want my business to grow to the point that I can make an impact in the community. I want to go to law school next year for the same reason. I want to be able to teach people, you know, consult people in legal matters and as well as businesses, so I can help them grow in the long term.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, man. Well, we already had a talk, and I already told you I think it would be a great idea. We would love to have you come back and, you know, participate in everything that we do in the chamber. I think a lot of people can benefit from, you know, your services and from the experience that you have, your background that you have, as well as inspire other people to do a lot more. So we wish you all the luck, and we'll be more than happy to support you in anything that we can. You know, we'll be there, and we would definitely would like to see you come back, you know, and see your business grow, continue to grow. By the age that you are, he's only 28. I think by the age that you are, to be able to accomplish so much is simply mind-blowing to see. 28, came into the United States, 15 years old, without anybody to support you, anybody to, you know, to back you up, and to be able to say, I speak 3 languages, I graduated from the university, and I own my own business. Wow, I think it's really mind-blowing, and I think that's the part where we connected, that I feel like we have a lot in common, you know, we have, you know, push the limit to the highest that we can. And I still think I got a lot more to go myself, and I do definitely wish for you to continue as well, so that in the future we also have another lawyer in the chamber.
Okay, thank you. Really
welcome.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You so much.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Girl, so we go without saying that you left me feeling hurt. Just a classic case, just a scenario. Tell as old as time, girl, you got what you deserved. And now you want somebody to cure the lonely nights. You wish you had somebody that could come and make it right. But girl, I ain't somebody with a lot of sympathy.
Estamos capacitando un nuevo personal.
Bien. Yucatán is a global competitiveness hub in information and communication technologies. This statement is part of a reality based on easily verifiable facts, facts that result in investment opportunities. We believe the ICT sector is a strategic priority for economic growth. We are convinced that a stake in ICT is a stake in the future.
In Yucatán, technology plays a key role as a cross-cutting component in the transformation of products and services in several fields. As such, there are investment opportunities in different steadily growing sectors. The technology produced in the state is exported to different markets, including cities in Mexico and the United States, as well as Asian and Latin American countries. One of the factors that raise competitiveness in the state is human talent, trained to meet the challenges associated to innovative production processes. Yucatán is committed to training high-level, globally competitive human talent. The state's commitment is made evident through alliances with prestigious institutions, with the purpose of developing the skills of Yucatán's human capital, its support of the Polytech University of Yucatán, the first higher education institution in Mexico to specialize in information and communication technology. Yucatán points to the creation of professionals specialized in disruptive technologies. The state also has the Yucatán State System for Research, Innovation, and Technological Development, or SEDETI. One of the system's fundamental components is the Yucatán Science and Technology Park. The SEDETI is a key ally to promote high-impact projects for the technological industry. Located within the Yucatán Science and Technology Park, Heuristic is a center for innovation in high-potential technologies and the first space of its kind in our country. Heuristic focuses on developing companies specializing in ICT and other strategic sectors for Southeast Mexico, with doors open to detonating growth projects for companies linked to disruptive technologies. Yucatán is a solid destination for global investment in the field of information and communication technology, thanks to the firm investment made by the state and federal governments toward project development, among other factors. A privileged geographical location that allows for access to the main international markets, air connectivity, including national and international nonstop flights, its participation in international agreements that streamline products and service export, its competitive business climate, labor peace, safety indices comparable to those in Belgium, Switzerland, and Finland, its regional leadership in education and health services, its legal certainty, which strengthens investment, its lifestyle, cultural wealth, and traditions. All these factors make Yucatán the perfect place to create, innovate, and invest in information technology.
Innovation and creativity have been trademarks of Yucatán since the beginnings of its civilization. Therefore, you can be sure that it's a place for open dialogue where we'll speak the same language, the language of innovation. With open arms, Yucatán welcomes those aspiring to change their surroundings through their ideas, those willing to radically transform the entire world, and those who will reform the way they work, and those who rush to shape a better future. To achieve all that, you can count on Yucatán as a strategic partner. Yucatán is the right choice to investment.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Now and then I think of when we were together. you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and to make us still remember.
City with over 20,000 businesses is the place to live, shop, and work. Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, promoting and protecting the interests of businesses in our community. Join us for more information. Visit panoramachamber.com.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
You think that I can live without your love, you'll see. You think I can go on another day. You think I have nothing without you by my side. You'll see somehow. You think that I can never laugh again. You'll see. You think that you've destroyed.
Over the place. So I needed wireless coverage that's all over the map. Because not being in touch with these guys is not an option. That's why we moved to the remarkably dependable network coverage of Total Wireless. It's amazing. Total Wireless runs on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network. So when I couldn't make it to Connor's hockey tournament in Sheboygan, I could be there without actually being there. How does Total Wireless do it? I asked the same question. Well, they partner with the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network. And since Total Wireless doesn't spend money building and maintaining towers, they pass those savings to customers like me. And I love that. My take? I'm getting the best and saving money. Total Wireless provides excellent coverage to more than 98% of the US population, which includes my husband. Wherever he travels for work, covered. Or when I was stressing about Sydney going away for the weekend, the coverage never let me down.
Hi!
Hey, babe, how is it?
We are just chilling in a hammock, yes. Living it up in the woods.
That's awesome. We kept in touch the whole time. Yep, I got this. Oh, and in addition to great coverage on Total Wireless, we also got awesome new phones. The kids got RL devices, which saved us money, and we got a family plan at a price we never expected, all without a contract. Total happiness. The nationwide network your family needs without compromises. Make the move to the nation's largest, most dependable 4G LTE network today. Total Wireless, total confidence. Yeah, show me. Oh, that's gorgeous.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Took your coat off and stood in the rain. You were always crazy like that. And I watched from my window. Always felt I was outside looking in. Mysterious one with dark eyes and careless hair. You were fashionably sensitive, but too cool to care. You stood in my doorway with nothing to say besides some comment on the weather. Well, in case you fail to notice, in case you fail to see, this is my heart bleeding before you. This is me down on my knees. These fools.
always brilliant in the morning, and smoking your cigarettes and talking over coffee. Your philosophies on art baroque moved you. You loved Mozart, and you'd speak of your loved ones as I clumsily strummed my guitar. Well, excuse me, guess I'm mistaken you for somebody else. Somebody who gave a damn. Somebody more like myself. These foolish games are tearing me. You're tearing me. You're tearing me apart. And you're breaking my heart. You took your coat off and stood in the rain. You're always crazy.
Taken over your home or business? Order pest control service online today at unbuggmepestcontrol.com. We'll work within your schedule and send an experienced and licensed technician to get these pests out of your life for good. Just go to unbuggmepestcontrol.com, select the pest control service you need, fill out your info, choose the best time and day that works for you, and that's it. Schedule your effective and affordable treatment online today at unbuggmepestcontrol.com.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
When you can't at Balboa Victory Dental, we provide different phases of dentistry. We provide crowns, bridges, root canals, dentures, gum disease treatment. We can also do braces.
Hi, I'm Dr. Manaloka. Welcome to Balboa Victory Dental.
We enjoy meeting new patients as we work together to improve their oral health. We appreciate it when patients want to play an active role in their dental experience. We offer free exam, x-rays, and consultation to all our new patients. We want to make it easy for you to come and check this out to see that this is the place for you. At Balboa Victory Dental, we provide proven and safe technological advances for our patients, such as digital low radiation x-rays and intraoral camera. Call us today to schedule your initial appointment. 818-600-8667. We are conveniently located in Encino and take most insurances, including Medi-Cal. Thank you.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Someday, ooh, someday. Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Is it getting better? Do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You're sad. One love, one life. When it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share.
Thank you.
listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Say goodbye. goodbye.
Retirement can be scary. Know what makes it less scary? Getting checks on a regular basis. I can't go anywhere without getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 checks. But such is life when you write a masterpiece or have a guaranteed income with New York Life. With a New York Life income annuity, you pay some money up front and then get check after check each month for the rest of your life. Be good at life, New York Life.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin,
KROJ 101.5 FM.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
wishing you joy and happiness.